Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's go.
Welcome back to Mercedes in the Morning.
Let's go.
On Mix 94.1.
BH 90210, and she plays Andrea Zuckerman on the original Beverly Hills 90210. Gabrielle Carteris is on the phone. Good morning.
Hey, how you guys? How you doing?
We're doing great. Gabrielle, can we call you Gabby? Do you go by Gabby or?
Sure.
Okay.
You can call me Gabby.
I
haven't been called Gabby since I was a kid, and then this season they started calling me Gabby, and now we're lost. It's there forever. It's
Which okay. do you prefer? Do you prefer Gabrielle?
I prefer Gabrielle, but I'm actually okay with Gabby. You do whatever makes you happy.
All right.
Okay.
Well, this reboot of my favorite show ever, and I've seen every episode probably 10 times.
Right?
And we were so curious as to how you guys were going to pull this off. Is this just going to be a continuation of the show from the 90s or what? And I have to say, there is more drama. There is more like craziness than I ever expected. I love it. I mean, it's almost like a real life version, an accentuated version of yourselves. How did you decide you wanted to be a part of this?
You know, we've been through the years, people have come to us about doing a show. And, you know, Luke had an idea for a show for a while. Every Ian had one. And I think that when this came together, it just seemed like the right time. We didn't want to do the idea of doing something traditionally, it would be like all these old actors trying to, you know, look like we were still in high school or college wasn't going to work. So the idea that we were able to spin it around and do it this kind of, you know, meta life, real, not real, was so fun for us. It's been a really fun journey.
Is that the first time that you all got together? Or, I mean, through the years, we've like celebrating Thanksgiving with each other? Or is it truly like the first time everyone's together when you got back together to do the show?
No, I've had the cast over for, you know, dinners. There's been family, you know, like when my father passed. There's been times when we've come together. We come together a lot individually, but this, and once or twice all together. But this is really the first time everybody came together. We've never had in total the whole cast in the same place since the show ended.
Now, when you decided to do this, obviously a big part of the cast was missing Luke Perry, who passed away, and just what a loss. I know you guys were all so close. Was losing him part of the reason you guys said we need to do this?
Now, Luke was actually in the conversation when we were deciding to do this. He was, you know, on Riverdale, but he was going to come guest on our show. So he wasn't the reason. He was a part of the decision that we were going to move forward. And then he passed. And you know what? When we'd work on the show, we kept saying, oh, my God, Luke is just, he's just laughing at this point. He can't believe we're doing this. Like, we actually were talking about Luke throughout the production, but we had already decided with Luke that we were going to be doing the show.
That's I feel like he's still there, though, when I watch it. I don't
presence.
Know. I just feel like he's with you guys. It's really
he
cool.
Is.
When you did the show originally back in the 90s, is it true that you lied to producers about your age just to get on the show?
Yes, I was 90 then, in the 90s. Yes, I did. I lied about my age, and I actually talked to a lawyer about, can I sign the contract just to say I'm 21 so I'd be legally able to sign without a parent? And they said yes, and I did that. And that's why I fight the IMDb thing, because I'm like, IMDb didn't exist then. And if they had known my age, the producers told me later they never would have had me in the room.
Oh,
so,
wow.
I'm wondering, though, when you tried out, was the role of Andrea always the one that you wanted to play, or did anyone else kind of, did you think, oh, maybe I want to try out to be Donna or someone else?
Well, I went to network for both the role of Brenda and Andrea. I had to literally change my outfit. I changed it a little bit for both the characters so it would be a little different. But in the end, I got Andrea, which was really the right role for me. And it totally changed my life.
And it, I think it changed a lot of people's lives. As a kid watching it, I always really liked your character. I felt like I related to your character a lot. And it's really cool to see in the reboot, the BH90210 reboot, what your character is kind of exploring. And I don't want to give anything away if anyone hasn't seen it yet, but you really need to watch it. I think that, you know, it's 2019 and storylines are different than they were in the 90s.
Right.
You know, it's so
The storyline, I was just doing an interview the other day, and I was saying, you know, when I was on 90210 originally, I was, you know, I am Jewish in real life, and my character was Jewish, but they wouldn't let me wear my Jewish star because they said middle America didn't want to see it. And then I had an African-American boyfriend, but they wouldn't let me touch him on TV.
Oh, my gosh.
So they kind of tried to be there but couldn't be there. Talk about a change in our industry where now – we don't only have to pretend. Like, I can really go in and really embody a character, and I don't have to have all these restrictions. Like, you can really kind of, I don't know, just embody the real world. I think that's awesome.
Well, we think you're awesome, and we are so happy that you called into the show today. Love the reboot. I hope it goes on for a while. It's great to see my friends.
You have to tweet. Everybody tweet. They pick it up. We want the show. Keep social media going because that will be the thing that will allow us to go for another season.
I'm doing it right now.
Opening up extra accounts. Even do more tweets.
More Mercedes in the Morning coming up.
When I wake up,
I love these guys.
On Mix 94.1.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.